Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you guys know at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name's Brandon Gesso, and I am, of course, I live in Fort McMurray, but I am here to represent the Special Olympics for Buffalo. I am the athlete representative for this chapter.
Okay.
And first and foremost, I want to thank you for this opportunity to let me be on your show.
You're more than
welcome.
This is
a wonderful experience. And I think this is great. This will help bring good publicity to the community and making sure aware of a great athlete pro organization.
There we go. So what kind of athlete are you?
I am actually officially. Aside from the athlete representative, which I am a board member for, so I am on the board member.
Okay.
I am a bowler.
Okay.
So I love to bowl, and which is one of the many sporting opportunities that you can do in this town. Because I'm
right.
aware that with the Special Olympics currently. There is not only just bowling, but there's floor hockey. They do golf in the summertime.
Okay.
Down at the Thickwood Golf Course. And swimming. There's swimming. Swimming is a possibility.
Okay. So when we're talking about bowling here, are we talking 5-pin or 10-pin?
Currently, we are doing 5-pin because we are actually in the process of training for a provincial tournament, and that's going to be taking place on February 24th to the 26th down in the Sherwood Park area.
Okay.
So we are actually getting right all excited for traveling. It's actually a big hype.
No doubt.
And it's not just the bowling going, but the floor hockey players are going too. So it's actually a conjoined tournament because we're going down together, but there is we're playing in two separate locations.
Okay.
In Sherwood Park.
Okay. Have you traveled to play sports before?
I used to play, when I was a young kid, I used to play soccer, so I used to do some traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a while.
So this will be your first trip with the Special Olympics then?
It is indeed. I've been in the Special Olympics for before the pandemic started because we had a little stint of a startup before the pandemic started, and then we shut down.
That's right.
And
I remember that.
And then we just restarted, I believe, last year. Last year we just restarted.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then like when you guys were starting up before, there was also a weightlifting contingency. Of your organization. Is that still the same?
There was a powerlifting when we started.
Powerlifting, that's what it's called, correct?
Because when we started, it was 10-pin.
Okay.
And powerlifting. And I believe the powerlifting was at one of the schools.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like, we didn't really get, like, that didn't really get quite good started because we got a hand into bowling and then everything got suspended.
Right. So during the pandemic, how were you keeping your bowling skills up to snuff?
A couple times when I went to the bowling alley during the Friends that summer, I actually just continued bowling, hosting the game.
Right. And so have you always been specifically a 5-pin bowler, or have you done 10-pin as well?
I actually, believe it or not, I actually started off with 10-pin, and I actually discovered I excel at both.
Really? Because I find myself, I'm a horrible 5-pin bowler. Like, I'm really bad at it. And you think less pins, this would be easier, but there's a whole different technique to
bowling 5-pin. There is, exactly. So, like, it's important to, it's all of us wrist movement. You have to keep your arm straight.
Okay.
And you have to keep it as straight as possible.
Right.
And you have to let the ball off. But the positioning yourself is important too. So like, yeah. So like the space in between.
Mm-hmm.
So the arrows you see on the bowling lane, it's actually a hint to where they give you a hint to where actually the pins are placed.
Okay. Okay.
Pins are placed.
Right on. So out of all the different sports that you could have selected, what made you gravitate towards bowling?
Because I actually discovered I liked it, and I liked it even more than any other sport.
Okay.
So the fun fact is I didn't really discover my natural talent of bowling until a few years ago when the banquet opened.
Right.
Because growing up in my hometown, we didn't really have a bowling alley. The bowling alley, like, closed.
Right.
So I just discovered this skill, like, a few years ago, and I actually quite enjoy it.
Where's your hometown?
I am actually from Montague, Prince Edward Island.
Okay. All right, PEI. Nice. And so how long have you been living in Fort McMurray?
This will be my 9th year living here in town this coming summer.
Right on. So what brought you here originally?
My family.
Yeah.
We came up here because we wanted to be with our dad.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much you can do with flying back and forth. So we decided to just make the move once I finished high school.
Okay. Okay. And so how do you like Fort McMurray?
I actually like it. Yeah. I made so many great friends. There's so many great opportunities that I've been able to enjoy, to experience those that I probably wouldn't have been able to back on the East Coast.
Right.
And it's just been, it's been a ride.
That's awesome, man. So outside of bowling, what keeps you busy?
I actually go to this program called the Salvation Army Start Program, which is sort of like a group that's about community and helps people with growing disabilities.
Okay.
Disabilities, because I have like ADHD in that.
Okay.
So it's like we go to the Evergreen Church, but like we do like other stuff. Like we'll try to get more involved with the community.
Right.
It's a lot like the Special Olympics in their own way.
Okay.
And then I actually do have a job on the side too. I actually work at Canadian Tire.
Okay.
But I used to work at the yogurt place in Mack Island.
Okay, you're a busy dude.
I actually enjoy it there. I work there for every Friday.
Yeah.
From like 1 to 4.
Okay.
And I actually take care. I work in housewares, and I actually take care of I'm the person that fills up all of the pet stuff in the pet aisles.
There you go. So as a board member for the Special Olympics, what does that entail? Like,
so the board member entails, it's a committee,
mm-hmm.
almost like a committee of selectmen. So you have a treasurer.
Yep.
But then you have the treasurer. So that's the person that's in charge of the finance. I forget the official name of the other terms, but like all of the behind the scenes stuff and all like the decisions are actually made through the board.
Right.
So we have a meeting once a month. And I know you can't see her. I know you can't see her, but Crystal with us, she's actually the chair.
Yeah.
So the chair, the position of chair, she's actually basically like the leader. She's like she's the head of the board member group.
Right. Right.
So like everything behind the scenes, like the organization of how we're getting there, like the trip, like the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Planning is actually done through the board member.
Okay.
And as an athlete representative, my position as a board member is I am there because to act as a voice for the other athletes, because not every athlete can communicate well.
Right. Right.
But having a person that has to speak as a role of leadership, it shows that they can have the other athletes can confide to someone.
Right.
And I am there to confirm that at least they have a voice for any of their concerns. So that way the board member can control, can be aware. Because not all the board members are aware.
Right.
But like, yeah, so like, so some of them are even like coaches, like Laura. Laura, she's our bowling coach, and she's a fantastic coach. And a lot of the tips that she gave me over time, I was able to express and coach some of the athletes to know what they're, to recognize what they were doing wrong and how, and to help them.
That's right. Improve. That's awesome. Good job,
and
man.
And that is actually the motto of the Special Olympics. It's actually to get everyone a chance to do sports and to be at their best and be themselves.
It's a good motto. Well, listen, my man Tanner tapped his phone a little while ago. That means he has his questions ready for the segment called the Max City Minute. But before we jump into the Max City Minute, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, Carrie, thank you very much for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Question number one for you today. What is your favorite part of representing athletes for Special Olympics?
I actually enjoy it. My favorite part is actually, well, I could say all of it, because I like being the one to step up in the community. It gives me a lot of, gained a lot of courage and a lot more confidence just by being a part of this organization. And I like to thank my friends Dallas and Scott, Guy and Dale, because they're the really, in my eyes, they're the veterans, because they were in the Special Olympics a long time ago. But just by them support and telling them, they actually gave me more confidence just to even be a part of the Special Olympics. And of course, my family for supporting me. It's just the support of everyone. But like just being involved is actually my favorite part. Like out of all, just getting pure participation and pure involvement.
Right in that shot.
Nope, sorry guys.
They can't hear you either.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, the best part, Mike was fine. Question number two for you today. What is your favorite memory you have from your time in a bowling alley?
Okay, I do have a great memory. And so this was when we were doing 10-pin bowling. Before we switched to 5-pin. So I had what is known as a dead man split. So like you had two pins on one side.
Yeah.
But I had another pin right next to it, right? And I actually, so I bowled not thinking I was going to get it, but like I literally hit this one pin, it ricocheted off, hit the other pin and it slid across and got the other pin and I got the spare.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, good job.
Yeah.
Question number three for you. What is one sport you enjoy watching the most?
I sometimes go with my girlfriend to the Barons games, so I'll watch the Barons games with her. But like I don't really watch more sports per se, so like but some sports I would go to just to watch, it's just really hockey or something like that. I wouldn't go by myself. I just go for I'll just watch every once in a while with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So I do. So sometimes I will watch just like hockey, but like, but not on my own. It's not really my own time, but
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Question number four for you. What is one thing that you enjoy most about Fort McMurray itself?
I gotta say, well, I love, so I love the winter, but I also love the summer. So I love the natural beauty. I love having the opportunity sometimes to see the Northern Lights, because I find those are, they can get really beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I like, I like the winters here. Although the cold can get to you, but I like the Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm.
I like the natural beauty, at the fact that we're surrounded by a forest, and then in the summertime, I actually do enjoy also how long the days are in the summertime in June.
No doubt,
just as much as I like the nights here.
Mm-hmm. And your final question: what is your go-to way to spend a day off?
So if I am doing nothing and like I don't have any plans and I feel like a chilling at home, I'll either, hang out with the dog. I like to go on the computer, and if I feel like it, I'll play some games. So I just like, so when I have an actual day off and it's a much needed one, I just like, spending my time. I'll even sometimes go out and, like, if I feel like I want to go to the store or something, I go to the store. But, like, really, it's just, I just enjoy my day off, how I spend them. And I sometimes just go with the flow. So, like, and it's a good opportunity. Yeah, I've even sometimes made plans on my days off to go bowling with some friends every once in a while.
There we go.
And those have been your five questions.
Nice. So, yeah, a lot of communities don't have bowling alleys, unfortunately. So it's good that Fort McMurray has one, because I know for a few years we didn't. They actually closed down the one in Thickwood. But, unfortunately, Tanner just tapped his phone.
And it wasn't Thickwood, it was Gregoire.
Gregoire. Yeah. Good call. As a local, I should have known that. It was
yeah,
totally
that was a
Gregoire.
Staple.
That was nowhere near Thickwood.
No. No. Opposite side near the Burger King, man. Come
That's
on.
That's right. Oh, past the Burger King.
Well, it's closer to Burger King than Thickwood.
Yeah,
I actually moved here probably a year or two after of that bowling alley closed.
Oh, okay. Listen, but Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're all out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I will give a shout-out to Crystal for just being there for me. Right there. I will give a shout out to Katie Heron.
Okay.
And because she is my girlfriend.
There we go.
And today
Brownie
is
points for you.
Today is our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Yep. So I'll be seeing her tonight. I'm taking her out for supper. I will give a shout out to my friends Dallas Moore and Scott Madigan, because they're the two friends that really helped me encouraged me the most to join the Special Olympics. And then I'll shout out, my parents, my mom and my dad, my sister, who all support me and whatnot. And I guess, and of course, I'll say thank you to you guys for this wonderful opportunity. And I'll just give a shout out to everyone that's going to see this on Facebook. Hi, Facebook. Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful video, and I think we have a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity, and I hope this talk show becomes even bigger.
Thanks, man.
So I hope you guys just enjoy having fun. And don't lose sight of yourself when you guys get even bigger up there.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. That's the best shout out we've ever had. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in today. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man.